Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. 'Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNRadio.com.
We're talking love in the modern world.
Love me, say that you love me.
This is Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
I can't care about anything but you.
Hey, 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 happy Wednesday. Welcome to Dates and Mates. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, and we have a really fun show in store for you. It's almost Halloween, my favorite time of year. I'm so excited because I have an expert from Cinema Secrets who's going to be here talking about how to hook up this Halloween. So this is going to be a fun one, but I first want to introduce producer Naina.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Wednesday. I'm fabulous. I'm back to be back in LA.
Yeah. We're glad to have you back in LA. Yes. I get sad when you go away.
Yeah. But I always come back.
I know. Your heart is in Chicago, but your home is here.
Yes.
And Devin's also in the house.
I'm going to drink your blood. No, I'm just joking. It's me.
Please
don't. It's Devin, guys.
Devin, you're on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
You're live tweeting the show.
Dates Mates Media.
Dates Mates Media. Yes. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You have
sorry,
any hot,
sorry that took too long.
Hot Halloween dates lined up?
No, I'm going to dress up as a Unabomber, though. That's my costume.
Don't change your mind. You still have time.
already got all the costumes.
We're going to have an expert here.
He may not be back next
week,
guys.
She has costumes with her. We might have to help you out. I kind of, sometimes, you know, with kids, it just ends up being like whatever I have in my closet. So
absolutely.
I'm going to kind of cobble something together. I think I'm going to be a disco vampire.
Mm. I'm with that.
Because I found this cape. I don't know where it came from, but it is like a full on Dracula cape. But one side is like disco silver.
That's awesome.
It's wild.
You got to take pictures.
Yeah. I found this big Afro wig. I mean, I'm going to hook it up. Mm. People are going to be like, what are you?
Yes.
And that's a good costume.
That
when,
is.
When people, it starts a conversation. I'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. I want to say hey to those of you who are listening to us on iTunes and also especially to our fans on Stitcher. I just found out, big news, we are the number one Stitcher. We are the number one UBN show on Stitcher.
Now. What? That's awesome.
So thanks for listening.
Yes.
And if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure you subscribe, follow the show, and send us your questions. Send us your questions at Dates Mates Media. We will answer them on a future show, even if you're not listening live. It's okay. If you are listening live, we want you to be in the conversation. So sign into the chat role right now with Facebook or Twitter. Don't be shy. We know there's thousands of you out there listening. And if you get on the chat role, you can get your questions answered before Halloween so we can get you hooked up with a date this Halloween. So, Naina?
Yes.
Do we have time to do a little D's dating dish?
We absolutely do. Yes.
D's dating dish.
We got some good ones this week.
Oh, yeah.
Inc. Magazine says they have an article on 5 things you didn't know sex could do for your career.
Yeah.
So you know it's legit because it's in Inc. magazine. Like, this is for real. This is happening. It says people who have sex get paid more. Yeah. And by having sex, they're saying 4 times or more a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally in that boat. sex reduces stress and prolongs health. Fewer sick days, fewer migraines. Why, Naina?
Because it increases oxytocin.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, it's like the good it's like the good juice.
Yeah, well, all these hormones that come out, you know, when you have sex and when you're in love, and they can also make you feel good after you have sex. And I found this out. This is very interesting. Entrepreneurship actually improves your sex life and your happiness. And so people who've left 9-to-5s like I did, or like 9-to-9s, more like what I was working, 9-to-9, 5, 7 days a week, are much happier. I'm happy.
I'm with that. And I totally agree because we have more time. we have more time to have those happy moments, those little quickies.
You schedule it in your day. Yeah.
Right, because you're not in an office. You're not subject to someone else's space, so you can kind of just free-for-all it.
I think it's also just that feeling of freedom, though.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of like, oh, my, the boss is going to be mad if I don't deliver this, and you have all that pressure, yeah. And now you're like, I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm the boss. Although I would caution people about still dating in the workplace. I think I think it's still a risk. But I was reading an article that said the majority of women in their 20s now think it's a good idea. A good idea to date someone. More than 50% think it's a good idea to date someone in the workplace, and it could actually help your career. So I'm a little nervous about that. Yeah. But I mean, if you're going to date someone in the workplace, at least have sex with them so that you can get paid more.
Do it before and after so you guys can get work done, because otherwise it's a total distraction and you won't get anything done. Both of you guys will get fired.
Speaking of distractions, our second story. I think this whole show is a distraction, but have you ever watched Here Comes Honey Boo Boo? Devin?
Disaster.
Unfortunately, yes.
You have watched it.
Yeah.
So you heard, you know, Sugar Bear and June Splitsville. But this is interesting. Apparently, she's dating a registered sex offender now. And that is enough to get that show get yanked. So no more. Bye-bye. There goes Honey Boo Boo. Bye-bye.
I wish I had some sound effects for that one. But I don't.
I don't even know what that sound effect
would be. Honey
Boo Boo
sound effects.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah. But apparently, he's not even the first sex offender that she's dating.
Right.
This is like... She's like a repeat sex offender dater. This is,
you know,
sad.
Her pool of men is probably very limited. Actually, let's just keep it 100.
Why would
she
you say that,
Naina? Because I mean, you know, I mean, it's she may not have access initially. She may not have had access to the amount of people. She's not a world traveler. We know this. She kind of probably mingles with the same people at the little local bar, and they all kind of date each other. So she's like, look. I got
and
Tony
then they
before.
Date their kids? Like, this, that's
it's
just
a hot
gross.
Mess. It is a hot mess. And I'm glad the network noticed that and are like, look, we are yanking this because it's making us look bad.
Yeah.
As opposed to them saying we can get more ratings for it because they evidently have a full season of the show that they're not going to air because they pulled the trigger
right.
on it. So, yeah.
Though it's interesting. It's like there are shows that people make racist rants and they can keep those shows on the air. But then the sex offender, that's where they draw the line. I find it kind of interesting. But I do think it's not a new thing. Like having worked in TV for as long as I did, we would always do background checks on the participants because, I mean, even if you were just like a contestant on a
right.
show, we checked you.
You had to sign a release and say that you weren't a registered sex offender or had like a certain type of criminal
record.
We
checked it. We did psych, yeah. You know, make sure that you can handle the experience. Because, I mean, June's life has changed completely.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's handling it.
I mean, you can take her out the trailer park, but you cannot take the trailer park out of her. And that's what she's trying to tell us. And people not believing her.
But she's saying that she's not even dating him. She's saying that's a lie. That's
well,
just her ex.
I saw a picture of Wendy Williams had this picture of them shopping for houses together. So there's proof that they, and this is after her allegedly saying that they're not together.
You're just laughing over there, Devin.
Yeah, because I was just pictured them shopping for houses. It's like a row of trailer parks.
She got that bankroll now. She's trying to upgrade that trailer park.
Yeah, apparently she bought him
a car.
Yeah, that's probably what
Which
he's going to live out.
Now she's a sugar mama.
She is a sugar mama. Well, we wish her the best. But especially with all those kids, like you don't need to be hanging out with a registered sex offender. But I think it has nothing to do with the show and whether or not the show should be canceled.
It questions integrity, though, because even if she's not.
I mean, are we surprised here? I mean, it's
no,
June.
I'm not.
It's like, what do you expect? I don't know. Just don't put him on the show. But hey, there's not going to be any more Honey Boo Boo until
you know
they
what
decide to do a spinoff with Sugar Bear or something,
right.
And it's going to find its way back.
But
on.
Like low key, okay. So we can look back at this maybe a month, a couple months later. There's another network that's going to try to sign her.
VH1.
And the only thing that's going to stop it is the contract that she has with the current network that's already, you know, commissioned the show. So if they say you cannot create another show similar to this or with the same name, they may just try to change the name. And
no,
try
they
to
can't
it
do
separate.
One with the same name. But
a different name and try to do a different type of show.
If they cancel it, it's canceled. It's fair game.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's do one more. Love and Baseball, hey. Yeah. Sports dating sites are now popping up. And Match.com, we talked a couple weeks ago about how Match.com partnered with Steve Harvey. To do Delightful, which mm-hmm. I think is their attempt to reach an African-American audience.
I logged on, by the way, and I closed my account immediately.
Oh my gosh. What
because it was just not a good selection.
That's what all Steve Harvey was saying. It was that so, you have a better selection of guys.
Let me tell you. I went on there because this is research for the show for whoever's trying to be nosy and listen and, you know, whatever. But I went on just because I'm like, okay, he's saying he had like three guys that he brought on the show to say these are examples of the type of men you're going to meet if you join.
Did you see
the
those
website?
Guys on there?
No, I did not.
Maybe they're already taken, Naina. You're too slow.
I guess so, but it was like really in the beginning stages. So I canceled my account. So don't look for me on there.
Okay.
On Delightful.
She will not be there. But maybe you'll be on MLB Singles, which is also powered by Match.com and launched earlier this year. And they already have more than 550,000 members.
Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting because you can, if you're into sports, then you can find a date that's into a similar interest.
I think this is the future of like online dating because you get lost in the sea of so many people when you're on like a Match or a Tinder or something like that, and then you really don't get to know what the mutual interests are.
Yeah.
So this is like I'm automatically saying that I love football or baseball or in my team, I ride for my team. So you automatically have that connection with that person, and then you can see where else it goes if that's like a really big part of your life, you know? So I think it's a good idea.
Although my fear is that women will sign on because they think that's where the guys are, and they're like not really into baseball. And then they start asking them baseball questions, and they're like, yeah, I just wanted to date you.
That'll
you
come out fast.
Are you into baseball?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I love baseball.
You like all sports.
There was a big game last night. You guys watch it, right? Everyone here watched
World
it.
Series.
Yeah, World Series. Right?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the World Series, but I saw there was like a little baby that I guess was maybe born at one of the games, and they brought the baby in a couple days old, and the baby had a little Royals hat, Royals.
Did he play?
Flower.
Did he play in the game?
It was a girl.
It was a girl?
She was awesome. She was just, I mean, I can't even give you a baseball analogy. That is how broke my sports knowledge is. Home run. Yeah, well, congrats to them. I think it's worth checking out. But the thing you have to remember when you go on a niche dating site, this qualifies as a niche dating site, is that the pool is going to be smaller than if you're on a Match.com. So, you know, people will sign in onto some of these niche sites and then they complain to me, but there's nobody here. And it's like, well, if you want somebody that fits that one box on your list, whether it's religion or interest in sports or whatever, you're going to have fewer options in general, but they might be better matched for you or have something more in common. So check it out, MLB Singles, and it's powered by Match.com. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, it is Halloween time, and we are going to be talking to Robin Fuqua, who is of Cinema Secrets, and she's going to be telling us about makeup and costumes and how you can hook up this Halloween. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Dates and Mates. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman. We are here at the lovely Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood, and it is almost Halloween time. Look, everybody loves to live out their fantasies on Halloween, and plus high adrenaline activities like haunted houses and haunted hayrides and haunted whatever, they get you snuggled up all close to your date. So in a little bit, Devin Devin is going to do a little dish today. He's going to tell us the top five scary movies to watch with your date. But first, we're going to tell you how you can hook up this Halloween. Joining us in studio, we have special effects makeup artist Robin Fuqua. She is an artist with Cinema Secrets. They have an awesome retail store in Burbank. By the way, they're on Facebook at Cinema Secrets Retail. And they're also, they're global. They got a site where you can get your own Cinema Secrets. But now she's joining me in studio today. Hello. Please give big smooches to Robin Fuqua.
Hi, guys.
So it'd be it's interesting. We gave you smooches, even though for those of you that are not watching us live, that are listening to the podcast version of the show, Robin, what are you black? The Black Dahlia here?
Yeah.
So I'm giving her smooches, but her.
You're giving me smooches to my open wound.
Her mouth is slashed. From one side, that's a little bit morbid, Robin. That's a little bit morbid.
I know. What's even more morbid is I got up at 7 o'clock to do this to myself.
I'm very impressed.
And if they can see the before and after pictures, I have her official headshot. Yeah, she's still gorgeous like this too. But you see the dramatic her skills with the makeup.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. So for those who are maybe not familiar with Cinema Secrets, just tell us a little bit about the store and what you guys do.
Cinema Secrets has been around for, next year will be our 30th anniversary.
Oh my goodness.
The owner's name is Maurice Stein. He's a legend, a makeup legend. One of my favorites of his and his backstory is the original Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an OG.
So he was an ape.
Yeah, no.
No, he did makeup for Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Next year will be our 30th anniversary. And, Cinema Secrets is cool. It's if you go, something that stands out to me about them is that they're big on educating.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go visit Cinema Secrets and you are looking for something, you're treated very much like somebody that they're going to sit down, they're going to explain it to you, they're going to help you understand. You know, like if you come in for Halloween, we're going to sit down, we're going to tell you how to use this stuff properly so when you get home, you're not confused.
People do get confused.
Yeah, they do, because, you know, or they just look at packaging and go, there's no way I could possibly do that, and we make it accessible for them. And the same as with the beauty, too, or Cinema Secrets Beauty Makeup. It's this amazing makeup line. We're really well known for our brush cleaners. Mm-hmm. Our foundations are fantastic.
I know. I use them. And I'm not using one today because I ran out of time with the kids. But but when I do appearances, I do go to Cinema mm-hmm. Secrets, and yeah. I'll put some pictures on my Facebook of of them glamming me up. But have been into the store when it's, you know, normal time,
mm-hmm.
and when they do beauty makeup, but the mm-hmm. store kind of transforms for Halloween, right?
It is absolutely. I've been there, this will be my ninth year working there during the season, and it is absolutely, it's nutty, and people get really into it. We have popcorn, we have candy, we have crazy things that jump out, scare, freak you out. The employees all dress up. I mean, it's fun. It's a blast to work there.
Well, it's a commitment if you're getting up at 7.
Seriously.
We
take it very seriously.
Mouth open.
Yeah.
You take it very seriously. Is there like a competition among the makeup artists?
Probably secretly.
And you do different looks every day?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So this isn't just like today.
That's why when people come in and they say, oh, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I'm like, try doing it 13 times in a month. Every time you end up with something new.
So there are people that maybe they go to a Halloween party mm-hmm. from work, or maybe they've got, you know, two screaming kids like I do. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way that people can transition maybe from a work day look mm-hmm. to a Halloween look. Are there any tips you have for doing it if somebody doesn't have 3 to 4 hours to get their look right? Just for their makeup.
Yeah. I mean, depending on, I found that men are more into either looking dapper or looking jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually one or the other. And whereas women, you have the school of, you know, geeky sexy or gory sexy, and then just downright trashy. So I think if you're a woman, you're coming from work and you're going to a party, maybe take whatever makeup you have and, you know, knock it up a couple notches, put on the red lips, put on the smoky eyes, put on the lashes, mm-hmm. you know.
Put on the lashes.
Pull down the shirt and lift up the ladies.
You know? Well, I do want to talk more about that after our next break. I want to talk about how to look sexy but not trashy because, you know, every girl, she wants to be sexy on Halloween.
Sexy cat.
Sexy cat. Right. Sexy black Dahlia. With her throat slash. You didn't, I see you didn't do like the arms and the whole thing.
Now I would have had to give it six. Unnecessary business right there.
So I also heard that Cinema Secrets is home of the Woochie.
Yeah.
That sounds very freaky to me, Robin.
It's not. It's fat. Well, it is, but it's fabulous.
What is it?
It's a latex prosthetic that's made
for... This is, again, sounding freaky, isn't this? This is sounding very
it's
freaky.
It's a latex prosthetic that is meant for, you know, the layman to be able to
just keep stepping
on.
Into it.
Just put it on. The layman
put
prosthetic.
On the prosthetic. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm going to stop. In non-sexual terms, what is the Woochie?
So Woochies are, we have latex pieces and foam pieces. The foam pieces are mostly full face or half face, anything from vampires, monsters, Frankensteins. And then the Woochie latex pieces are small to medium size wounds. So anything from missing one of your eyes to half your jaw to, you know, just... You know, normal wounds.
Yeah. So this is not a Woochie look that you have.
Right no, now. What I'm wearing is I'm wearing silicone on my face.
How do you even achieve that look? I know you are a mm-hmm.
it's actually,
master special effects makeup artist.
It's actually not. It really is not that hard. It's if I was to break it down, spirit gum, mold it onto your face, let it dry, cover it with blood. It can be that simple. I mean, I didn't do that. But that's how
you
simple
went,
it can be.
You went like to the next level.
Yeah, but it is that simple, and the Woochies are that simple. And when you come in and you purchase them, everyone there is a makeup artist that works there, so they explain to you how to put it on, and it is quite easy. We make it easy.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll have to break it down for us. So people can also see pictures of what's happening mm-hmm. in the store and mm-hmm. all of your awesome looks. You guys have those on your Facebook page, right?
Facebook page, Cinema Secrets Retail, and... We have an Instagram page, the same, Cinema Secrets Retail.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some pretty killer makeup artists there. I'm not going to lie.
Will you post a photo? Because you look so awesome today. I want
Thank
people
you.
To see a photo of that.
I did this intentionally because I was going to be Rufio from Hook. And I would have had to brown myself out, wear a mohawk, and be a guy. But as I was getting up this morning, I thought, no. You got to bring that A game if they're going to have to stare at you.
Well, and also the mohawk doesn't work very well with the headphones. So that would have been a real issue. You wouldn't have been able to hear anything.
Good decision making.
Okay, so I do want to talk about how to look sexy and not mm-hmm. trashy mm-hmm. in your Halloween costume. Because mm-hmm. I know Halloween is a great time for hooking up and for meeting people. But there's a way you can do it. I'm going to give some flirting tips on that after the break as well. But Devin.
Yes.
I thought maybe you could share some ideas on five scary movies that people can watch on a date, because then everybody can get to snuggle close to their date if they already have a date this Halloween. So let's do a little Devin's dish.
Devin's dating dish. Okay. So guys, I'm really into movies, if you guys know anything about me. So we're just going to get started. The first one, classic, 1973. The original Exorcist, directed by William Friedkin. You know him, right?
Yeah. You're old buds.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so that's the first one.
Billy.
I guess I picked this one because this is actually the first horror movie I've seen as a child, and it scared the living daylights out of me.
Uh-huh.
And I want to scare my date like that. You know, I want her to be scared and get closer to me and hold on to me and throw up like the girl in the movie, you know, things like that.
Hmm. That's kind of weird that you watched that as a child, too.
Yeah, it's my dad. Blending
All right, I agree with that one. Number two,
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, no, too scary.
One year later, 1974.
Too scary. Yeah.
Toe Popper, directed by him. I don't know. Something about this movie just
it just makes you uneasy. I'm sure you guys can relate. It makes you uneasy. It's like you're being chased the entire time, you know, and this guy has a leather face. It's just really weird.
I actually have a system when I see a scary movie. So I actually, it's a good system if you're scared. And maybe your date can do this for you, but I put my thumbs in my ears because the sound is what really That's the scariest thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then I cover my eyes like this. I do a little lattice with my fingers. This is for real, Naina. I really do this. And then I can kind of see the movie, so I can open it up if I need to see it. But if I need to close it up, if it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I can just go like that. I know people think I'm very brave because, you know, I used to work at Sci-Fi Channel and my husband writes for The Walking Dead. Yeah. But I get so scared. I get so scared I have to, like, cover my face. So what's number three?
Number three, Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Also directed by Tobe Hooper, written by Steven Spielberg.
I like that. I like that one because it's spooky, but it's not gory. Like,
yeah,
the gory movies. I don't know if the gory movies are good date movies. That's because it's like you're gonna go to have dinner afterwards. It's gonna be pretty appetizing.
Dinner before,
so you can just throw it all. Mm-hmm. Up. What's number four?
Number four, Scream.
Ooh,
1996. Wes Craven.
I love that movie.
I love Wes Craven so much. I should have more Wes Craven movies on.
You know why that's also a good date movie, Devin? Mm-hmm. Because it's funny too. Mm-hmm. It's scary, but it's funny, and so you can have the relief. That's why that's such a great movie, I think. Yeah. I mean, aside from it being sort of a thinker, it's also you have the moments of fun and the moments of like, oh my god, I have to hold your hand.
The opening scene with Drew Barrymore is the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Ever in movie history.
In movie history.
Yeah, we can debate that.
Do you guys agree? If you're listening live, we want to hear from you on the chat roll. Are you in agreement with Devin's so far four scary movies, scary date movies?
Should we recap? The Exorcist?
Yes, let's recap.
Exorcist? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Poltergeist.
Scream.
And we have one more.
Drum roll. Do
the
we have a drum
scariest
roll?
Movie
we don't
of
have a
all
drum
time.
Roll.
Spring Breakers.
What?
From 2012.
We were on a roll, Naina. Things were going so good.
This is a good date movie, though. This might be the best out of all of them because it's not really that scary. It's more funny than anything. There's a lot of different stars popping up. You know, it's just a good movie overall. And it's, you know, your date won't be scared out of her.
Sponsoring you or something?
No, they're not. I just really like this movie.
Robin, do you have a date movie that you like that's scary?
I'm an Alien girl.
Mm. Alien.
Oh, Alien's one of my favorite movies. I always said if I ever had a kid, I was going to name it Ripley regardless. That movie is, to me, that's a perfect film. I'm going to go that far.
You're going to go that far?
I am.
All the way.
I am.
Not Aliens, though.
Just one Alien.
Naina, do you have one?
I don't watch scary movies. I was traumatized as a child, so I saw Freddy Krueger, Jason, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I saw those movies, and I'm petrified. Like, I just don't watch them because I have a very vivid imagination, and I won't be able to sleep.
What about you, Devana?
You know, I'm kind of a fan of Evil Dead 2.
Good one.
Because it's the campiness. Mm-hmm. It makes it like it has those moments where you're like, ah! Mm-hmm. But it also is so ridiculous. I mean, the blood is green for no reason, except for I think their budget ran out or something. I don't know, or they just thought it would be funny. But it's hilarious. So I think a good scary date movie are the ones that you can laugh together, and then you can cry, and then you can also cover your face and your ears together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can get my husband to do like one arm, and then I can... We could join hands together, and then he can plug one ear and I can plug the other. It would be so romantic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I really want you to know how you can look sexy but not trashy this Halloween. We got to get the word out, girl, because people are very confused. So we're going to talk about that right after this break. You're listening to Dates and Mates. I'm Damona Hoffman. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Dates and Mates. Hey, Dates and Mates fans. I need a little something from you now. So you may have heard last week the iDate Awards nominations are open. I was nominated last year. I didn't win the sucker. Not that I'm bitter or anything. But with your support, I know I can win this year. But first, I got to get nominated again. We have to start all over. So that's why I need you. So all you got to do, go to idateawards.com. Just scroll on down to the category that says Best Dating Coach. What do you put in? Datesandmates.com. Datesandmates.com will get you a nomination for me for Best Dating Coach. And like last year, I'm going to give a little special surprise to all my listeners if I take home the trophy this year. So nominations are closing on Friday, Halloween. So don't make me scared. Just vote, please. iDateAwards.com, Best Dating Coach, datesandmates.com. Thank you so much. So we are here with special effects makeup artist Robin Fuqua. She is a artist for Cinema Secrets, and mm-hmm. we're talking about making Halloween sexy this year, mm-hmm. as opposed to last year where it wasn't sexy. This year it's totally sexy. And so many times, Robin, I see the young chippies out there and they're wearing their little hoe outfits and they're not looking so sexy. They're looking real trashy and they're trying to get a date for Halloween. I want to help them out. Yeah. So what tips do you have? Because I know everybody wants to be like you were saying earlier, you know, sexy version of whatever. Sexy maid, sexy yeah. cat, sexy, yeah. sexy cat. Think about that. That's so ridiculous. Sexy cat, well, like cats are walking around.
The fact that people even thought to look at their cat as a sexual thing upsets
it's
me.
It's just silly. It's just silliness. But can you help out the ladies?
You know, I just think, okay, first of all, I just want to say, I think there's certain things that should be sacred. Olive oil should never be sexy.
Sexy olive oil.
You know what I mean?
What are you? I'm sexy olive oil.
There's just certain things that should be sacred, but...
Extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, my Lord.
See, Devin's so, he's so honest.
So witty, you know?
So witty. Thank you.
I digress.
Thank you. That was like a Demona quip. I'm very proud of you.
Okay, but you can take things like, I brought examples. Okay, so like this girl, for example.
Okay, so this is sexy mummy.
Okay, so
she's got a bandana on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You got this on camera here?
Right there.
Okay.
There,
okay. She's
so
got a bandana.
Got
she's got like a little mini skirt, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. it's mummy wraps. It's mm-hmm. made out of mummy wraps, but yeah. it's sexy.
That's hot.
And if you are, for lack of a better term, I don't know what the PC one would be, ill-built.
Oh, yeah, you're square. You're SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah.
If you are SpongeBob SquarePants and you're trying to cram your SquarePants into spandex pants, that's a problem. And maybe it's not a problem to you, but we're talking about being not trashy. So mm-hmm. it is this young miss right here. She is wearing an outfit that's made out of a material that is thrashed up. It can be shorter, it can be longer, but the good thing about it is it hides. It'll hide
yeah,
things
you
because
gotta cover
it's thrashed
what you,
up.
You got to cover the
and get
stuff that you don't.
Spanx. Mm.
Get the Spanx. And yeah, and you guys, I just want to confirm, you guys don't have a fat girl costume section like Walmart did, right?
Yes, we do. But we don't call it the
you
fat girl.
You don't call it
section.
Fat girl.
We call it
the healthy, sexy
yeah,
girl.
We call it the eat well
section. Voluptuous.
Yeah. Voluptuous.
I mean, how ridiculous. Do you guys hear about that? How ridiculous.
That
they
was
called
it?
They called it fat girl costumes.
Stop.
The category. Mm. Yeah. And then they were mm-mm. when it was brought to their attention, they were like,
we apologize, but
plus size. We meant
not
plus
nice.
Size.
Somebody internally
I think it was actually a search term and that somebody had been searching and then that was what she searched and then it came up because they had tagged it like that. I think mm-hmm. they did not try to make it a category. But even so, It's a little.
I think somebody in-house was being just so tacky and mean. That's so not nice.
It's not nice.
Hey, and you can be sexy this Halloween and be plus size.
Heck I've yeah. seen some fabulous, fabulous women like that uh-huh. are plus size.
And it's yeah. all about your confidence level.
Yeah,
it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It definitely is.
Okay, so that was a good costume. Do you
yeah,
have more costumes
one.
With
yeah,
you?
That's a good one.
Okay, let's.
I'm liking this. It's like we're going
right,
shopping.
Okay, all right. So this one, okay. This is basically it's a latex. Well, it's probably not latex, probably some cheaper. But anyway, it's a latex black cat suit
that can be
used as, in this case, kitten vixen.
Kitten Vixen. Sexy cat.
Sexy cat.
Okay. Or you can be Batgirl, or you can be anything in latex girl. But the thing, it's obviously made for girls that are, you know, a little more on the teens, you know? Mm-hmm. But
on the teens.
Because you guys can't see this. Like, if you hold it up a little bit, like, higher.
Can you
next
quote
to you,
that?
Her back is totally out in this
back's
costume.
Out.
So, ladies,
wait,
if you have back acne, if you have back acne,
don't
do
do
not
it.
Do this.
Back oh, by the no, way, also, if they you have to, boobies, if you have boobies, forget it, because there is no support in here, and that's not going to look cute. Because if I put this on right now, honestly, that the front, the little V-neck would be down to my belly button.
But you can still wear a bra, and it'll blend into the costume. Just wear a black bra.
Where?
The black, just wear a black bra. See,
no,
the straps,
honey,
across
not
the
when
back.
You have 38G going.
Well,
on.
I don't, no. I don't know about that life.
Have a baby, and you will.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you can just take mine, girl.
That's hot.
Like yeah, that. But if you think it about it, if though. You're at work, and
this
you're,
would look good on Naina.
I would totally rock that.
You would rock that.
Yeah, you'd get mm-hmm. good in that. If you get
kind of, you could kind of pull off a little Earth Kit Catwoman,
sexy, yes. sexy cat.
You know
sexy
what?
Cat.
You would be a good Earth Kit.
Wow! Mm-hmm. I might just do that. I was gonna be a parking angel, actually. I was gonna dress up
people's meters.
I was gonna dress up as a parking angel and go around LA and make sure that, like, if they're trying to give you a ticket, don't let them give you a ticket. Stall them and distract them.
That's good way to get
do.
A date. You know,
totally
you can pick up some
angel.
Great drunk guys doing that too.
I'm a parking angel every day. I yell at the parking people.
That's they're just nice. Doing their job.
They need to go get better jobs. They're ruining people's lives
True.
Every day.
True.
One parking
I'm
going to
be a parking angel. But if I'm not, look for me in that cat outfit.
Look, Naina, you could be a parking angel in this costume. See, that's the other thing that I love when people get inventive with it.
I love that.
So you can take the base mm-hmm. of one costume mm-hmm. and then you can change it up with your makeup or, mm-hmm. you know, add some holiday hair.
Yes.
Holiday hair.
And you could change it. You could change
yeah,
it.
No, it's fun. People that are creative, a lot of people do puns too, which is something I really enjoy. Like mm-hmm. the people that like are non-committal Halloweeners that like don't want to, you know, necessarily bring their A game, but they know they got to dress up. And I'm one of the people at our store that I'm known for coming up with quick costumes like that. And one of the ones that I love is a black eyed pea. You wear a white t-shirt, mm-hmm. put a black pea on it, and put a black eye.
Done. See,
I'm with that.
Smart.
Or you can be a beeper. You can just put on a black plastic bag and like put numbers on your forehead and a red dot. You can be a beeper.
That's the way.
That's
I
like
was
super
raised.
Old school. I stopped buying costumes.
No, that's
so
really
expensive.
Devin wouldn't even know what that is though, Naina.
Well, that's how you. That's
you
how
pick
you get
up
the
younger
date.
Men. You can't pick younger men up doing that because they're just not even gonna know.
I'm a beeper.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Have you ever been approached in costume? Like, has that? Have you had a costume that got you a date before?
I was at work and this is an inventive costume. Like after a while of having to dress up 4 or 5 days a week, you still bring your A game, but it's like questionable what you are.
It's like A minus.
Yeah. I was like a B plus that day.
You bring your A game, but the course changes and mm-hmm. you don't know which class you're in.
I was very confused, but I had on a huge, I'm a redhead under this. I had a huge wig on. I mean, it was just gnarly, ratted out wig. And I had taken a large raven bird and I made a bird nest in my hair. So I had the bird and I had twigs. And then I had taken this white liquidy stuff to simulate that I had been, you know, crapped on. So I was like, so I have bird crap all over my face. I got a bird in my hair. I got a nest. I got all kinds of questionable materials dripping down the front of me. And this guy came in to Cinema Secrets and was like, hey, can you help me with my costume? And I was like, sure. And so I helped him out, and then I noticed he was flirting with me, and I was like, is he for real? Like, I have bird crap all over me. and he left, and then he came back in.
Was it sexy
in.
Bird crap?
It was. I was like, how sexual can I make my crap? But he came back in, and he was like, can I get your number? I was like, you're kidding, right? And he was like, yeah. And I actually went out with him because I was like, well, he balled up and asked me out. And when I showed up at the place that we had our date at, I walked up to him. I was like, hey, and he literally had no idea.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. You need to go away because I'm waiting for a girl with bird crap.
Right.
I don't want him to think I'm talking to you.
And I was like, no, I'm the one you asked out. And he was like, oh, thank God. I was like, thank God what? He's like, thank God you're cute. I was like, sweet. that was cool.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's funny.
What about couples though? Like, do couples come in and get their
couples come in and ask me out?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm actually in LA. I'm sure they do because I've got a lot of that. But like, couples, as far as like,
yeah, there's a lot of we do a lot of Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos stuff, and there, you know, that's a good couple one. Like people that, you know, that's a really, really popular makeup. So
doing like the skeleton kind of thing.
Yeah, the sugar,
but not
skull
on Day of the Dead.
Like, no, I mean,
for Halloween.
Like our top three would be, I mean, Dia de los Muertos is almost always our number one up there with zombies. You know,
zombies are so hot right now. They were really zombies hot before or just now?
No, zombies were always hot because I would say zombie makeup is the one thing that you can't really screw up.
Because you just are jacking yourself up on purpose, right?
Yeah, you can't really screw it up. So people go there, and you can wear your own clothes. Just jack up your own clothes.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, but then you have to, like, cut your clothes.
Go through the giveaway bag.
I know.
Yeah, we were trying to get a zombie hookup, Mr. Greg Nicotero. We're supposed to give us his, like leftovers. Like, Greg Nicotero's leftovers are better than, like, everybody else's.
I would frame
them. Second year in a row, he did not come through, so I'm putting him on blast right now. But we did like happy Halloween decorations this year. But apparently, my neighborhood gets 3,000 to 5,000 kids. That's
whoa!
I spent over $300 on candy.
Do you live behind our store?
Wow.
No, I don't. But I hear that's a good neighborhood too. This is like my dream come true. We just moved there.
Oh yeah, the neighborhood behind our store. Is I can't remember how many years in a row it's been now, but it is one of the most trick-or-treated neighborhoods in the world.
Oh my!
In Burbank,
in the world, wow. Yeah, Toluca Lake.
So you can go to Toluca Cinema Lake. Secrets in Burbank, and you can get your makeup done because you guys will do like the
do
effects makeup there too, and then you can just go and trick-or-treat.
And they don't play either. They put tables out in their yard. They put beer out. They put candy out. That neighborhood's no joke either.
My friend has a house in Toluca Lake. I didn't know that.
You need to hang out there.
Well, I do, but this will be our first Halloween.
Yeah, you should go there.
I want to do some tips for flirting at a Halloween party. You guys feel free to jump in. I want to hear what you think of these tips. Number one, I say don't cover your full face. Go more masquerade, not like, you know, Disneyland or Night of the Living Dead, like wearing a whole thing. Because if somebody, like that guy, he could see your face
through
the bird crap. So even if he didn't know what you look like, he knew you were beautiful. What do you think, Devin?
Yeah, I completely agree. I wouldn't wear a mask if I wanted to find a date.
It's
counterintuitive. You know, no one knows what you look like. You just look like a Frankenstein face. You know, no one wants to date Frankenstein. So you know.
I can see through that though.
Can you?
Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can see the personality of a person, like how they approach you, if they're really nice.
Yeah, but if you're really trying to get a date.
That's my advice. Yes, that's a good one.
If you're on the prowl. That brings me to number two, conversation piece costume. So I talked earlier, get clever, you know, have a story behind your costume. I always say this on a date too, have a story. So why not have a story for your costume, even if it's not something that's recognizable? You know, you can tell a story about the disco vampire. Also, I have a little video on conversation piece clothing, which I talk about in Flirting Anywhere. We have a brand new YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/datesandmates. So check out the video on what to wear to get a man to approach you. And then maybe apply it to Halloween. All right. Here's another. I think this is a clever idea. I'm really excited to share it with you. Number three. BYO treats. So trick or treat, right? You go to a party. Imagine this. You have your own little lollipops or whatever that have like your number, or as Devin said, nobody shares their number anymore. Twitter or your Instagram or whatever. And then if you like somebody, you just give them a lollipop. What do you think about
that's
that
idea? Awesome.
That's
awesome.
That's so clever.
Good. I'm giving away the good stuff on this show here.
Can we get some hand claps? Some sound for that one?
We have applause.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. That was a good one.
That was good.
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks.
All right,
I've never
everybody
done
be quiet.
It.
Quiet. Crowd, calm down.
Oh my gosh, I laughed so hard I knocked off my headphones. It's because I got my holiday hair on. It's so slick. It is so slick. Everyone's laughing at me. I'm so used to this by now. Yeah. That's those are my tips for Halloween, but I want to hear yours. We're on Twitter at Dates Mates Media, and yeah, if you have a date this Halloween, we want to hear from you. We want to know what's on your mind, and if you're looking for a date, hopefully those tips will get you. I was gonna say over the hump, but the hookup. There we go. Get you the hookup. Thank you. So you guys are online. You're on Facebook at.
Facebook is Cinema Secrets Retail.
So even if people are not in Los Angeles or Burbank or Toluca Lake, more specifically, you ship things. And then you guys also do beauty makeup too. So it's not like you have to you have to go gory or have bird crap on your head. you can also look
like
beautiful.
A celebrity.
Yeah.
Girl, you're already a celebrity.
I am, but I'm just like, what if I wanted to look like Halle Berry, or not, I don't want to look like her, but I'm just saying, like, another celebrity, like,
for if Halloween
wants to,
or
if Devin
in your
wants
life.
To look like Michael Jordan, and he's like, Robin, hook me up, make me to look make like MJ. Look like,
well,
I don't want to look like Michael Jordan.
I'm just saying,
Michael Jackson.
You look fine. You are. Okay. I don't.
Anyone
Michael
named Michael?
Jackson, no. Anyone named Michael? Anyone know?
But so Michael when Halloween,
Michael Tyson.
I make you look like Michael Phelps.
Okay.
That'll be a challenge.
Could you do that? Yeah.
Give me a DUI. I'll be okay.
Oh my goodness. So when it's November 1st, you guys kind of turn back into a pumpkin, right? You turn back into the regular beauty store.
I mean, we still are special effects and beauties. We have both. So when you walk into the store, the main front, you know, it's we carry a lot of really wonderful brands besides our wonderful brand. And but we still, you know, have the effects makeup and stuff like that and some accessories and stuff. But yeah, we turn back into beauty store.
A beauty store. And you guys also do a lot of workshops. You said you are about educating.
Yeah.
And so you have workshops all the time. People can find out about that on your Facebook. Yeah, on your Facebook. Yeah. And then also I'll be there doing a little workshop on how you can hook up on your first date.
Yay. So, I will be there.
Yeah, I'll be doing some dating tips and you can give some makeup tips and we'll have style tips and get everybody situated so they can go out and find their man or woman or whatever they're into.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever you're into. That's
sexy
cool.
Sexy cat. Go find your sexy cat.
Go find your sexy cat. Well, you know, there's people that are into all kinds of different things, you know. Furries. They like that. Hey.
Furries.
Shout out to the furries. Hey.
Shout out furries.
This is your this is your holiday, friends.
Wow. It totally is.
And then, so, but if people have a date, oh, wait, so did I say the date? November 12th. That's when I'm going to be at Cinema Secrets and you're going to be at Cinema Secrets.
And I'm going to be there.
We're all going to be there and people can come and get their advice on dating and get their advice on makeup and look fabulous.
Yeah.
And then they can stay and maybe they can get a date and maybe they stay and they get their makeup done. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. They can come back the next day and get their makeup done because we're doing this in the evening.
Yeah. And if there's anything, you know, I always tell people when I help people, if I send them home and I've given them something that, you know, like the Wu Chi or anything like that, that they might get confused. We have YouTube videos. And also, I call the store. I'll tell you. You know what I mean? We're very helpful. Mm-hmm. Extremely helpful.
Yes. Are there any appointments left? Like Halloween is literally like
Halloween. At the last I looked, my first appointment on Halloween is 6 a.m. Shoot me now.
So it's then cracking. You kind of have to go to work like that.
Yeah, that the dude that's coming in at 6 a.m. is he's going to work. But yeah, we're booked. I mean, Friday is Friday's nuts.
What do you think about that? Wearing like full makeup to work.
It depends
for Halloween
on where you
makeup,
work.
I mean.
It depends on where you work. Because some like businesses will want you to dress up. They're like, oh, yeah, dress up. Yeah.
But then some people like cross the line and dress up like the Unabomber at work. Yeah, and then it gets a little, and then people get uncomfortable.
I'm just cheap.
That's okay. I'm just kidding. All. You can dress up as a Unabomber.
You could be a black-eyed pea.
Okay, so we have to wrap it up. This hour has gone by so fast. But Robin, what are you going to be for Halloween? Do you know yet?
I have to do makeup all day. So I'm either going to be a witch doctor because that's one of my favorite makeups to do. Or I'm going to be Bellatrix from Harry Potter. I haven't decided.
That's good. You still working on your costume?
You know, I always last minute it. Mm-hmm. And last year I was flash dance. I have a lot of spandex in my wardrobe already. So I put on some tights, like low key, the best tights to buy. This is a tip for all the ladies. If you're wearing something that's a romper or like a bodysuit or something, go get the Hooters tights. Like get
the what?
Two pair of Hooters. The Hooters, the restaurant.
Hooters makes tights?
They sell them for the servers.
No. Go to Cinema Secrets.
But I'm just
get
saying.
Get your tights. Yeah, but they do. CinemaSecrets.com.
That too. But if you want Hooters, the Spanx,
want to be,
that's where I get mine. So oh,
wow. If you want to be a sexy flash dance.
And I just put on a swimsuit over that and I cut up some socks and scrunched them over some heels and I cut a t-shirt and I had some holiday hair.
And take a photo.
I have a picture. I'll show it to you.
Take a photo. Maybe we can tweet it at Dates Mates Media if I convince you. Okay. This has been a fun show. Thank you, Robin Fuqua from Cinema Secrets, for joining us.
You're welcome.
We hope everyone out there has a happy and safe Halloween. We also want to give a big thanks to our sponsors, Be True and Cinema Secrets. Make sure you check out the Cinema Secrets Facebook page at Cinema Secrets Retail. And don't forget to get your free video, The 5 Biggest Online Dating Mistakes You're Probably Making Now and How to Fix Them. It's free and it's at datesandmates.com. We'll be here again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. And until then, happy dating and happy Halloween.